Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 7 of Bold, a bouldering podcast. In today's episode, I'll be providing an approach to developing raw strength. I'll try to answer the following question. How do you develop muscles that are capable of pulling your body weight up the wall? And this episode will be a bit shorter, aiming to provide a shot of knowledge and motivation to get you started on a quarantine strength training program. That way, we'll all return stronger and more powerful once the gyms open up again. So let's get on with it. I personally struggled with raw strength when I started bouldering. And before I touched the bouldering wall, I used to do a lot of leg-intensive sports such as cycling and running. And I also didn't feel comfortable sprinting, but preferred long-distance adventures. And this resulted in my girlfriend and I cycling from Belgium to Portugal when we were 17. A good 3,000 kilometers or 1,800 miles. I was a thin boy with a lot of leg endurance. So once I started bouldering, I felt really weak, not having trained upper body strength in any way, and having to carry my heavy legs up the wall. I quickly discovered that slab and dyno problems were my strong suit. Here, I could use my legs to the fullest, since I hadn't really mastered the overhanging walls yet. Now, after about a year of focusing on technique, slabby boulders, and the occasional dyno, I decided I needed to change my body. Now, my muscles didn't seem to fit the bouldering style. I never felt capable of pulling with certainty on holds, knowing that I could carry my weight up. I convinced myself that these were the muscles that I'm stuck with, but not any longer. I read some books and studies, discovering the secret to strength gains and structuring your muscles in a more bouldering efficient way. And over the course of 6 months, I proceeded to transform my upper body to a version that was suited for relentless pulling and short bursts of intense power. Now, this required a couple of changes. I needed to believe in myself and my body, a change in mindset. I needed to eat better and more, a change in nutrition, and I needed to train smarter and, weirdly enough, rest better. Now, no pain, no gain. And this simple phrase has influenced everyone's perception of training for any kind of sport. You need to completely wreck yourself to become stronger, and if it doesn't hurt, you're not achieving anything. Now, this results in so many people tiring out and destroying their bodies, rendering them incapable of recovering fully and becoming stronger in the end. No pain, no gain is too simple. So what does work? Now, in my opinion, a structured approach is always better than a chaotic training frenzy. To enhance your body, you first need to know your body. You need to ask yourself the following questions. What can your body handle at the moment, or where are your limits? Also, what do you want to be able to do? Set 3 goals. One that seems capable to reach in a 2-week period, and one that seems capable in maybe 2 months' time, and then also set a goal that just seems impossible. And you might surprise yourself in the end. So how do you test your limits? Should you just try to do as many pull-ups as possible and then aim to do more? Not at all. First lesson in strength training for bouldering is to mimic the activity that you're training for. You'll have difficulty finding a boulder with more than 15 moves, so there's no need to try and do 25 pull-ups in a row, although this is a nice goal to try and reach next to your strength training. Now, since I was really bad at short bursts of power, I decided to choose a rep size of 7. This means that I'll do 7 pull-ups, 7 push-ups, 7 bicep curls. You get the point. I never do more reps than 7. Only increasing the load that I'm carrying. So my limit at the beginning of my strength training was around 5 sets of 5 pull-ups. So my easy-to-reach goal was to be able to do 7 sets of 7 reps. I reached this goal in a week, boosting my motivation to keep going. Now, my body's limit had just changed, so I allowed myself to focus on my second goal, being able to do pull-ups with 5 kilograms added. Again, 7 sets of 7 reps. Now, while working on this goal, I decided that being able to pull off a 1-arm pull-up would be a good impossible goal to work towards. Now, I hope you have an idea on how to search for your limit. So figure out what a good rep size would be for you. I recommend staying in between 7 and 15. And then try to reach that number. And if you're able to reach your preferred rep size, start adding weight. This could be as easy as wearing a backpack with water bottles inside when doing pull-ups. Now, once you feel like you've discovered your limit, find out how many sets you can do, taking a 3 to 5 minute rest in between your sets. Now, this is very important, and I'll dive into this later on. Now, if you found out how many reps and sets you can do right now, set your 3 goals. And don't see your goals as finish lines, but as boosters. Reaching them should be a big help and motivation in getting to the next one. So to recap real quick, the best rep size is around 7 to 15, and I recommend doing as many sets as you can while still performing the exercise in a controlled manner. And now, let's go on to resting. In my opinion, the secret ingredient to unlocking raw strength. To put it simply, you need to rest 3 to 5 minutes after every set you do. And if you feel like you haven't gotten all your power out of the tank by the end of your set, take 3 minutes. And if you feel like you almost couldn't get to the end of the set, take 5. So if you consistently take these 3 to 5 minutes of rest in between every set, you give your body, and specifically your anaerobic energy systems, time to recharge. If you don't do this, you won't be able to use all of your strength again, and you'll switch to the aerobic energy system, which allows for less power output, but more endurance. So you won't be training raw strength at this point. And you also won't be training your aerobic system efficiently as well. So stick to these 3 to 5 minutes of rest. For me, this is really the hardest thing about strength training. You're constantly performing short bursts of power, followed up by a boring 3 to 5 minutes of rest. So if you're doing a workout of 1 hour, you'll probably be resting 50 minutes of them if you take 1 minute for your 7 reps and 5 minutes after. So I recommend reading a book or doing some chores around the house. You'll be surprised at how much cleaner yet sweatier your house will be after your workout. Quick recap. My personal favorite routine for strength training is the following. 7 sets of 7 reps with 3 to 5 minutes of rest in between. And try and put out the most amount of strength that you can during your reps. Do this by adding weight and not by doing more reps. So to end this episode, I'll shortly provide you with my 3 favorite exercises for building pulling power. I do recommend surfing the web for yourself in search of more exercises. And if you want to have a nice book with all the exercises you need, check out Eric Hirst's The Rock Climber Exercise Guide. Now, for the exercises I like the most. First of all, the weighted pull-up. Try and reach the point where you can add 10% of your body weight to your pull-ups. This could be an ideal midterm goal. You can add weight by putting water bottles in a backpack, or you can buy a weight vest. And if you're creative, you could also hang some weights on a belt or harness. Second exercise is bicep curls. Now, this again can be done with heavy water bottles, rocks, and basically anything that's heavy and grippable. But if you have the cash for it, I do recommend investing in some weights. And just as with any exercise, it is important to always perform reps in a controlled fashion, especially if you're doing exercises like this one, where you're using one arm at a time. So depending on the strength in your biceps, 7 reps with 10 or 15 kilograms could be a great midterm goal. And the third exercise is one-arm pull-ups. Now, I can only do one of these, and I'm far off from being able to do 7 in a row. The easiest approach to learning a one-arm pull-up is to drop fingers on one hand. I, for example, do 7 reps with 2 fingers on my left hand, and then do the same on the other side for a total of 14 assisted one-arm pull-ups. After this, I take the required 3 to 5 minutes rest. You can progress to a regular one-arm pull-up at your own pace. Being able to perform 1 or several one-arm pull-ups could be a perfect end-term goal that seems impossible at the beginning, but you might surprise yourself at the end. Now, to conclude, I'd like to also mention that you could use this approach to strength training in your regular gym sessions There's no need to do these exercises, really. You could also just find boulders at your limit and then repeat them 7 times with 3 to 5 minutes of rest in between, and then switching to another route at your limit. Now, again, it is very important to stick to these 3 to 5 minutes of rest. But for now, while gyms are closed and we should all be responsible and not meet too many people, stick to pull-ups and build those guns. And that's that for today. As you may have noticed, this episode is one day late. And this is because I had a recent change in work schedule and now have Saturdays off instead of Fridays. So you can expect these episodes on every second and fourth Saturday of the month. If you have any questions or suggestions, feel free to let me know at BaldBouldering on Instagram. And I hope you're all staying healthy in these challenging times. I'll see you next time, stronger and bolder.